adventures of Jungle Jim. The adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. The successful completion of Jungle Jim's adventure with the Stacys comes with the return to normalcy of Stacy's wife. The dangerous fever that had completely unbalanced her mind has gone, and she has fully recovered her health and memory. But before resuming the journey back to civilization, Jim, anxious to clear up the mystery of why old Nala vents such hatred on the Stacys, questions Helen Stacy.
Well, Mrs. Stacy, if you feel up to it, I'd like to ask you a few questions as to old Nala's motive in causing you and your husband so much unhappiness.
I feel perfectly healthy now, Jim, thanks to Lil's careful nursing. I don't mind discussing the cause at all.
Oh, good. And as I was saying, perhaps you can suggest a motive for her barbaric behavior.
I think the motive was revenge.
Revenge, Helen? Why in the world do you think that?
Well, Red, you know that many years ago when your uncle first came here, he hired Nala as housekeeper.
Sure, she was a young woman then, and her people's village was close by here to Uncle's plantation.
Your uncle was rather a stern, God-fearing man, and when he found out the weird, bloodthirsty beliefs of the tribe, he forced Nala to give up her people and their horrible religious beliefs.
Yes, I knew that he tried to convert her to Christianity, and even went so far as to buy the land from her tribe. Paid them to move far into the jungle.
But surely that wouldn't constitute the motive for such a fiendish revenge.
No, Lil. Nala tried to absorb Christian principles and served Red's uncle faithfully for many years.
Oh, that's right. He even wrote home telling us that he'd provided for her in his will. He had instructed us to see that a portion of the plantation and a small sum of cash was given to Nala upon the execution of his will.
Well, what happened to make him change his mind?
Well, she didn't figure in the will when you inherited the estate, did she, Red?
No, Jim. I was the sole heir. You see, he made a new will.
Oh, I see. And what was the reason for that move?
Well, as Nala grew older, she drifted back to her old beliefs. She encouraged the high priest and members of the tribe to visit her. Not on the plantation itself, of course, but off in the edge of the jungle, where one of the old idols still stood, they held their religious ceremonies. Red's uncle heard of this, and in a fit of anger...
Stop! Stop! You blasphemous heathen, stop, I say! Cease this blasphemous idol worshiping! Oh! So it's you, Nala. After all I've done for you and your people, you have broken your promise to me. You have forsaken the teachings of Christianity and returned to this horrible, heathenish idol-worshipping. And that horrible old man you call a high priest has returned to defile my property with these blasphemous ceremonies after I bought this land from his people and gave him money to move away. You have all disobeyed me, broken your words. Very well, I shall punish you. All of you. Moko! Moko!
Yes, sir.
Moko, bring your men with the axes. Chop down this idol. Break up this altar and then set fire to everything.
Yes, Master Stacy.
Now you, as high priest, take your followers away. Hurry, before my men drive you off. And remember, if you ever return, I'll punish you severely. Go on now, go, go. Moko,
Light the torch. Set the fire.
Yes, Master.
Now you, Nala, you go back to the plantation at once. Wait for me until I return.
Ready now with fire, Master Stacy.
Very well. Light it. Now, Nala, you are going to be punished. You have been deceiving me all this time. You have been meeting your people secretly. You have turned back to the worship of idols.
Nala, so sorry. Very sorry. Not do it again, Master Stacy.
I promised you, if you were good and remained faithful and true to my teachings, that some fields and animals would be yours, and I would leave money to take care of you. It was so written in this paper. But to punish you, Nala, I'm tearing it up and burning it.
No. No, Master Stacy. Nala, be good now. Not go to people no more.
I can't trust you. So I tear up the paper and burn it. See? Now, Nala, I'm going to wait. And if I find you are true and remain faithful, I will make another paper. And you shall have the fields and the money.
Well, that's quite an interesting story, Mrs. Stacy. But what happened finally?
Fear and superstition had too strong a hold on Nala. And despite our uncle's warning, the high priest sent messages to her, and she found ways and means of stealing away to the ceremonies.
And your uncle caught her again?
Yes, and he had her followed. And he decided she was beyond redemption. So he made a new will, leaving everything to Red.
Yes, that's right, Helen. And a few weeks later, he died. Well, we came out, and, well, you know the rest.
No, not so fast, Red. That isn't all. There must have been some enmity between Nala and your wife.
Yes. I was afraid of her from the day we moved in and took over the estate. The way she looked at me, I could sense the deep hatred she felt for us.
Well, Helen, you never told me how you felt.
Of course not. You had plenty of other worries on your mind without me adding to them.
Well, did she ever actually tell you how she felt?
Yes. The time that Red had trouble with his shipments up the river and was gone for so long, I decided to try and get her to tell me what was wrong. She was very evasive at first, but I finally got her to tell me the story that I told you about the will.
And did you have any idea that old Nala was going to have a revenge on you?
I suspected there was something wrong when Nala used to go away on long trips into the jungle. Then I used to hear the native drums beating, and I could hear them singing. They seemed to be getting closer to the house all the time.
Tell me, Mrs. Stacy, did you ever see any of Nala's people around the plantation?
Yes. I'm almost sure I saw the high priest meet old Nala at the edge of the clearing a night or two before Red came back from his trip. I was looking out of my bedroom window when I saw Nala cross the clearing. And just as she approached the edge of the clearing, a native came out. They stood talking. Then they both began looking up and pointing to the moon.
Was it a full moon, do you remember, Helen?
I'm quite sure it was, Lil. It was very bright because I could see things almost as clearly as in daylight.
That was the high priest with her. Being at the time of the full moon, they were probably plotting then to use you as a sacrifice to the moon god.
You're probably right. Well, I watched them for a while, and finally I saw the native open a small bag and take something from it and give it to old Nala.
That was the little box containing the little black spider, whose bite they used to put you in that feverish trance.
I left my room and came down as she was entering the house. She was clutching something tightly in one hand and tried her best to avoid me. She slinked off into the kitchen. I went to bed, and that's all I ever remember.
That's easy to explain now. It was the night of the full moon, when her people in bygone days made a human sacrifice to the moon. Being jealous of you and your inheritance, she decided on revenge. and her warped mind planned that diabolical plot.
Then it was old Nala's idea to revive the custom of the human sacrifice, and not the high priest.
Well, certainly she sold him on the idea and persuaded him to get her the black spider. And that night, while you were asleep, she sneaked into your room and let the spider bite you, just as she did in the village when I almost caught her.
Why, certainly, Lil. She even went so far as to let that spider bite you at certain intervals to intensify the fever, until it completely robbed you of your senses.
Yes, and what a fool I was when I came home and found Helen here in that condition. See, I hurried down the river for the doctor, and I left her here, Jim, all alone with... Well, Nala was in the room. In fact, I insisted that Nala remain here right at her side. I threatened to whip her. She left Helen.
And all that time, she was poisoning me with those spider bites.
And as soon as you were well on your way down the river, she signaled her people to come in and spirit you away to their village, where you were to be sacrificed.
That's right, Mr. Brill. And Nala's revenge on me was to hold me prisoner and let me stand by helplessly while they performed those hideous sacrificial rites. What a fiendish, diabolical plot.
And Stacy, it almost worked.
But for the courage, daring, and strategy of Jungle Jim, old Nala's fiendish plot might well have succeeded and claimed the lives of young Stacy and his wife, as well as Shanghai Lil. It was a narrow escape, and even the horrible memory of it sends a shudder down the spines of the little group as they watch the dancing flames of the campfire light up the crude shelters as night descends. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow the adventures of Jungle Jim in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoonland, like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, Blondie, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, and the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.